the Holy Grail, the head of Christ, the elixir of life, vast treasure and powerful political conspiracies. All of these and more are part of the tale of that enigmatic warrior brotherhood we know as the Knights Templar. It is said they discovered a great secret buried deep beneath the Temple of Solomon and gathered together in order to protect it from generation to generation. Over time, they were feared by all their enemies, not least of which was eventually the Catholic Church itself. A powerful and mighty brotherhood with real hidden secrets that spanned across the known world and even beyond into the world of the Americas. And all of this from the humble origins of a handful of supposedly poor warrior monks. The truth is, the Templars had found great treasure. It gave them immense wealth, property, and power. Their strength was so great that monarchs of Europe feared them, and some plotted their demise. But their treasure was more than material wealth. It was also philosophically, mystically, and spiritually profound. So profound that it was in fact the ultimate secret that has been hidden and protected by secret societies ever since. Prepare to discover the truth. So what was the real story of this enigmatic group? It's time to delve deep and often to places we cannot imagine. We will discover that they did hold a very profound and powerful secret that made them so dangerous they were supposedly disbanded. Welcome to the world of the Knights Templar. They were originally called the Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ and of the Temple of Solomon, which thankfully has been much shortened to the Knights Templar, or, for the really lazy, just Templars. They were a Christian military order recognized by Papal Bull in 1139. In fact, they were originally founded in 1119 in Jerusalem, and it would be 10 years after they had finally grown in sufficient size to become active in the defense of the faith. They eventually became one of the wealthiest and most powerful Christian orders. They grew rapidly through charitable donations, and rich kids flocked to join. Their clever ways of finance of Christendom aided in both their wealth and power, but also brought a lot of jealousy and resentment. The Fighting Knights were distinctive and known by all who saw them, from Europe to various holy crusades. The non-warriors, meanwhile, managed vast sums of money and huge
Sample complete. Ready to continue?